In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning, and want to remind you again that our podcasts are going to 2 days a week starting this week on Mondays and Thursdays. We'll do that for the next couple of months at least through the spring. Get you started on news today. Marion City Council will hold its regular monthly meeting tonight at 5 p.m. at City Hall. The agenda includes discussions on zoning changes for that proposed recreation complex near the park, road and water system projects, local grant applications, and some talk about chickens in Marion. Those of you who read the Crittenden Press regularly will know that that's going to be on the agenda tonight. They're going to talk about having backyard chicken operations in the city. There's been some push for that because eggs are so expensive, and we had a big feature in the Crittenden Press recently about that. There will be some discussion as well about opening up Country Club Drive and Industrial Drive to larger commercial vehicles again, as the state has agreed to take that road over and improve it. There will also be some property maintenance concerns discussed during the meeting tonight. That meeting is open to the public, and we will have a follow-up on what goes on in this week's Crittenden Press. Marion Tourism Commission will meet at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, that's Tuesday. On its agenda will be discussion about disc golf, a big tournament coming up next month, a boat fishing tournament that's coming up in May, and the Marion Show and Shine car shows that will start very soon and run through September. And coming up later this week is one of Marion's favorite events. That's the Crittenden County Conservation District's tree giveaway. You can get free tree seedlings if you're a county resident. Distribution will be at 10 a.m. on Friday. That's this coming Friday at the East Belleville Street office of the Conservation District. That's right across from the Crittenden Press. They've got all kinds of trees over there, some bald cypress, pecan, pawpaw, white oak, hazelnut, eastern red bud, and many, many more. So get over there. The inventory does not last very long, so you might want to get over there and be in line if you want some free tree seedlings, which are great to plant this time of year.
Do you need interior design assistance? If so, contact Shane Waters at SLW Solutions. Shane provides interior design, including draperies and decorating advice. That's SLW Solutions, Shane Waters, 270-704-0623.
And other than the Marion City Council and the Marion Tourism Commission, here is a list of some of the other meetings going on in the area early this week. The Fredonia City Council will meet at 7 p.m. this evening. That's at City Hall down in Fredonia. And Salem City Council will meet tomorrow night at 5 p.m. at the Deer Lakes Meeting Room. Additionally, the Crittenden County Conservation District will meet at 6:30 p.m. Thursday. And Crittenden County Physical Court will meet at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday. Following up on something that we reported about back in the winter, just wanted to remind you of this upcoming program that's going to be going on in city. It will recognize veterans as well as those individuals who have died in action in wars all the way back to World War I. We visited with Mayor Deanna Browning. We're going to hear from her.
So I have with me Mayor Deanna Browning. Mayor, you have this project going on in town that you've been talking about for a few weeks now, really months, where you're trying to recognize the veterans who have Some of them gave the ultimate sacrifice, and others who served and gave many sacrifices go along with serving as well. So you want to honor those folks. And this project to put banners in town, I know some other towns have done it with success. But so far, we've been, I guess, a little slow to get going on this. You're hearing around town that some folks don't even know about it. So let's shed some light on it. Tell us where we're at on this project to put banners on Main Street and Carlisle Street.
Absolutely. The Hometown Heroes Project is probably the most project that I am passionate about. We did have an initial deadline of April 1st. Really not a lot of response. I'm hoping people are waiting until the last minute. Right now we have around 14 banners sold. But the good news is that a lot of them are active military or veterans not killed in action. That kind of gives us a little more time so I can push the deadline back to mid-May. Because those banners will be flown for the 4th of July and Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. So the distinction is, of course, for Memorial Day, we will only display and honor veterans who were killed in action. Mm-hmm.
So the way I understand, you have 54 spots on poles available for banners at any given time. And so far, you only have roughly 14 banners that have either been sponsored or sold. Now, that doesn't include the POW/MIA banners that Kentucky Utilities has made a donation for. Am I correct on that?
Correct. We have five POW/MIAs from Crittenden County. Coincidentally, we have five decorative poles going down East Carlisle. So with the generous donation from KU, we will purchase their banners and brackets. And I want to do a commemorative street sign honoring their sacrifice in particular.
Mm-hmm. So that leaves a good number of available spots if folks want to recognize their loved ones, either living or deceased, also those who died in action. You know, the Crittenden Press has always had a page of the photos of all those from Crittenden County, all the way back to World War I, who died in action, who were killed in action. You know, we commemorate that regularly every year, and that's a source of information. You know, if you have a family member that's somewhere way back, World War I, World War II, they're not around anymore, but you want to honor their sacrifice, you can buy one of these banners. And they start at $72, right? Is that kind of the going price? I know some of them may be just a little bit less expensive.
Correct.
So what can we do, do you feel like, to get this message out more, other than, you know, we've had it in the newspaper, you have a Facebook page, a mayor's Facebook page, and then now, of course, we've talked about it on this newscast before, but here we go again. How do we get this word out to people?
I think it's going to happen is people are going to see the banners displayed down the street, and then they're going to ask about them. So we will probably have a bigger response next year or the years to come. Mm-hmm. Right now, my biggest concern would be the 86 fallen from Crittenden County. I am reaching out and asking for, you know, corporate donations, organizations to donate money. And to buy banners for each would be over $6,000. So that's probably not feasible right now. So my hope is to start with the most recent fallen hero and work our way back until we can honor all of them. And this could take a year or two.
Sure. Okay. So yeah, that's a good point. Once folks, it's like anything else. Oh, I didn't know about that. If I'd have known, I would have been there. So this is an opportunity to recognize these folks, and it's a great idea, and these things will, you know, instill some sense of pride in the community, don't you think?
Absolutely. We love our veterans. We support our military, as evidenced by the large American flag mural on the side of Johnson's. We have painted fire hydrants with our flag. So this is another step forward into honoring those who serve this wonderful country.
Okay. Well, Mayor, we appreciate your time this morning, and we hope that the news gets out and we can just really paint the town with these banners and show off our pride and our respect for the sacrifices that these folks have made.
Absolutely. We will have order forms available at City Hall, and of course, you will have some printed in the press. I'll probably have a sign out in front of City Hall once the banners are displayed so they will know where to go.
Okay. Mayor Deanna Browning, thank you.
And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local sports, the Lady Rockets softball team will kick off its action tonight with a home opener against Hopkins Central. First pitch will be at 6 p.m. This is a game that was supposed to have been on the road. With all the rain, though, the game was moved to Marion. Now, the Lady Rockets return a pretty solid team this spring. They are coming off the successful basketball season, however, and most of the girls who play softball finished up the basketball season just a few days ago, so it may take them a little while to come out of the chute blazing, you might say, but action gets underway tonight, 6 p.m. Come out and watch the softball team get its campaign underway. And college basketball set the men's NCAA bracket last night. The Kentucky Wildcats earned a number 3 seed in the Midwest. They will open play on Friday against Troy. And Louisville earned a number 8 seed, and they will begin the tournament against Creighton, the number 9 seed in the South Sectional. And in case you missed it, Friday night the Cats lost to Alabama in the SEC tournament, but Travis Perry had a big game, scored 11 points for the Wildcats. And wrapping things up, we'll take a look here at Taylor Guess, who is a former Crittenden County Lady Rocket who was playing in the NAIA National Tournament last weekend down in New Orleans. Guess scored 8 points for Lindsey Wilson, but her team came up short 70-61, losing to William Carey in the opening round of that tournament. And that's going to wrap things up this morning. Remember, we'll be back on Thursday morning to bring you all the news and sports from Crittenden County and beyond. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.